Good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, President of the Edge, and we're excited to have you with us today. Even though Nate decided to take his real self off the screen and put up that little prop CDO picture, we like it okay, Nate. Hey, good to see y'all, and these will be available online in the future, so keep your eyes out for that as well. Hey, I want to give a little contrary advice this morning. We all, you know, New Year's comes up, we hear about resolutions. Matter of fact, I don't even listen to or even do resolution talks anymore. The word New Year's resolutions is almost become kind of a joke. And I guess there's a decent reason for that, because folks love to talk about the ones they made and didn't keep. Well, that's awful. I don't think it's Omicron, though. Hey, so here's my contrary advice. Don't make New Year's resolutions. But here's what I will say. Make change. The Ed Psych theory of change is that until the pain of staying the same seems greater than the pain of change, we won't change. And I don't know that I fully agree with that. Matter of fact, I believe that committed followers of God will change when the conviction or the leading of the Holy Spirit is active in our story. So some of the areas where God may be looking for change in our journey right now, well, I'm going to address the internal spiritual ones, by the way. There are too many potential external changes that are very individual. Should you change jobs? Should you change friends? Should you change hobbies? Should you change hairstyles? You know, I don't know. And quite frankly, that's not what I think God's most interested in at the moment. Those are questions best answered when our spirit, other than maybe the hair change, is in alignment with God's will and plan for your life. Then we start to see the external changes happen. For over 40 years of ministry, I've asked those I interact with this basic question on a pretty regular basis. Are you reading your Bible? And without fail, y'all, I could almost say 100% of the time, the answer is something like not enough, which is a good answer, you know, as long as it's not given out of guilt. And when it is, then we've got to deal with that. But almost all followers of Jesus know that there is power, direction, and answers in God's word. Excuse me. I'm on good medicine for it. We'll see if it works. We're also aware, though, that the more we're in his word, the better opportunity he has to speak into our story with guidance, wisdom, and insight. If you want a simple insight on God wanting you, or a simple example of God wanting you to be in his word, think about who doesn't want you to be in his word. Yeah, that's right. Satan. See, he understands the power of God's word. And when it takes up permanent residence in our lives, you can test this, by the way. Next time you're having trouble sleeping, especially if your mind's filled with worry or doubt or concern, just pull out your Bible and start reading it. And the one who brings that fear and worry to mind will quickly allow you to fall asleep. He does not want you in God's word. So I've always encouraged the basic reading plan to keep the scriptures daily. And notice I didn't say regularly, but I said daily. See, Jesus met with his Father daily. And there's no reason to believe that we can live our lives or the plan that God's written for our story without having that same depth of connection with him. I once had a pastor he wasn't my pastor long, but I had a pastor who used to exhort his people to spend an hour a week in prayer and Bible reading. His proposition was that I know that's annoying. So sorry. He encouraged him to spend an hour a week because his proposition was that an hour a week is better than 5 minutes a day. You know, I don't believe in the low bar. I don't think Jesus does either. I think God, you know, the Edge isn't about low bars. We're about setting a bar and going after where God calls us to. Hal Cooper, some of y'all know Hal, is a pastor at Lakeview Baptist Church. Hal worked for me for a while right after he finished coaching. He was a track coach at Auburn University for a while. And he had the high jumpers. And one of the things that he told me was one day none of his high jumpers were hitting the height that he felt they were capable of and should hit. And so he told him the next day at practice, they were going to hit a height or they were going to be off the team. And he raised the bar, literally. We all hear that example all the time. He raised the bar to where none of them were going and every one of them cleared it. I believe God's doing that in our lives as well. He wants to raise the bar in our lives. So here's a couple extras just thrown in. Lots of us got out of being in the church habit during COVID. Hey, get back. Prayer is a way of life is critical, so keep it going. hanging out with brothers and sisters in Christ. It's critical. Hey, journaling. And we're going to talk a little more about this at another point, but the weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. Keep that in mind. And then committing scripture to memory, as we talked about in one of our proverb devotions earlier in the week. Sorry, everybody. Let me just say, the gathering's coming. We've got a date tentatively set, so be watching for that. And in the meantime, get in the Word, stay in the Word, be regular in the Word, and go be the edge.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Awesome. Great encouragement for the first of the year.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a great
day. Get well soon, brother.
All right. I hope so.